Today's story, we know the story, but we did not hear the psak. So we're going to have to paskin ourselves. Maisa Shehoya, with a certain girl, woman, who every 10th of the month of the secular calendar, Gregorian calendar, she would get her period. Now, we've seen up until now that there is, even the Ramban was Chodesh even going to get the regular Vesta Chodesh, the Inkas that Avar made it easy that a special day of the month should be Koveya. And even though in the Chedushim, the Maisa, he says there's not, in Halacha Zipasim that there is, but we haven't yet found somebody that says that the Gregorian calendar is anything, especially January is 31 days, February is 28 or 29 days, March is 31 days, April is 30 days. No rhyme or reason, Bechura, why it should be any Kvias. They brought the Shaila to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu asked as follows: what day does she receive her paycheck from her job? Check it out to see if it's a 10th. Adkan. And let's say it is. We found out. So it could be some. He just wanted to know what happened. That's what happened. What's the answer to vest? If every time that she gets her paycheck, she gets her vest, then what's her halacha? So we saw today that there's, when you get the vest, hakvitzos, is the her change up. She should, when you get the vest hakvitzos, there's machlokes in the Gemara Dachir Aleph, whether or not there's such a thing as a vest kvitzos, can you be kveveya, a vest for kvitzos lechud? Or is the dafka kvitzos together, morkov with yoim, which we bring down from the crazy place you players, maybe you could have morkov with vestaguf. Kvitzos with vestaguf, live sarachin. But the whole is everybody holds that you can be kveveya, vesta morkov with kvitzos. If you have for 33 days, every 33 days with a kvitzo, then you're kveveya vest. The shalit can be kveveya vest for kvitzos by itself. That of the Balamor and Rashi lechur bepashtus and Daf Yud Aleph and the Torah pasuk way aloch al ma'isa is that you could be kveveya for kvitzos. However, the Rashba says not the way, the Rebbe says not the way. We don't go like this Balamor. That's not pshat of the Gemara. And enechami kol mikaveya ve morko. That's how the mechaber passes the halacha. You cannot be kaveya for a vest kavua for a kvitzis. However, he says that just means that if you were kvitzis once and you saw, you don't have to be choishish next month. You don't have to be choishish for next time that you're kvitzis. However, if you're kvitzis the next month on that day, you would be choishish. Or if you were kvitzis and then 20 days later kvitzis, and both times you saw, then the next if you're kvitzis 20 days later, you also be choishish because you have that morko. But the kfitza bifnei atzmo may not be choshish. That means if a woman is kfitz on tezvav l'chodesh, she would only be choshish next month on tezvav if she's kfitz. She's not choshish if she's kfitz not on tezvav. And says the shach also, not like the chacham sodom, she's not choshish for tezvav if she's not kfitz. There's no tzad that it was the day by itself. Vemela, says the Rambam. However, we pass again. However, if she sees three times with the kvitza by itself, then in Echanami she has to be choshish like a vesh shayna kavua, which means she's choshish one time. So now, if this woman only happened twice, then in Echanami she's okay the next time alone. If it happens a third time, then yesh lo, then whether or not she has to be choshish the next 10th of the month, then maybe she's going to have a vest. Now, what's she choshish for? Daytime, nighttime, or which ayin is the 10th of the month? When she finds out when she got a check. When's it going to be? L'chur, whenever she finds out, then it will be that. Now the question is, until when are you choshish, first of all? And second of all, yesh lo, then whether or not this is considered a vesta oinus. The Tosefta says, what's a vesta oinus? Hikso is a bailo, nosa masa kovi, kofzo. These are things that you bang the lady, l'chanami, that's her name. Tashmish, it could be according to the name of you, that's considered a vesta oinus. According to the shach, maybe it's considered a vesta oinus. She gets banged. The question is something which is an external thing. Is that considered a vesta oinus? So, he gets honorable mention of Aaron Suretsky. He said, l'chur, this is mamash demon to the case of Siv Gimel. That a woman, the Gemara that we saw in Daf Samad Vav, that Rabbi Yochanan told the lady every time she used to come into town, she would see. Why? She would have INR every time after the tefillah. Every time she would come into town, it was after a certain ma'isa, she would see. The rabbi calls it a vesta shoyis. What does it mean, vesta shoyis? So if you didn't learn vesta shoyis, it means you always see it a certain hour of the day. It's not a kavua day, but it's always the same hour. Then it's choshish. The way that the Taz learns, you always see after a certain ma'isa happens. After a tefillah, a certain time, then she sees. After she comes into town, a certain time she sees. That's mamash the chur of this case. The question is, what's the difference between that and vesta shoyis? Halachically, what's the difference? The truth is that it says that it's nekar b'sho'achas. What do you mean it's nekar b'sho'achas? Does it mean three times when you pass by that 1 hour? each time you only need to be chayish for 1 hour. Three times that happened, you're oiker. Or it doesn't mean, no, one time that you pass by, that's where you're oiker. Now, if you understand that it really is like a vesta oinis, then inachanami makes sense after one time you're chayish. Which would mean that inachanami is a certain amount of time after, it's like a vesta oinis, mamish, after a certain ma'ira happens, after a certain happens, then you have to be chayish, and you would only be chayish for that hour. It's usually after she receives the news of how little she made. I don't know. Then she takes her 2 hours, then in Hanami it would be 2 hours afterwards, but Lachura would be different than Avesta Kvitas in this aspect. Ken Zion, this is the difference. Why Avesta Kvitas? If a woman is Kvitas on Tezvav Lachredish and she sees. Next Tezvav she doesn't have to be Kvitas until she jumps. Once she jumps, when is she Kvitas for? Says the Shachar has to be Kvitas for the entire Aina. From the jumping on. So the Achrenis begat, obviously it's only from the jumping on. You don't know that until you jump, you didn't jump. So it's only from the jump on to the end that I know. Over here, Lachur is only Sha'achas. It's the amount of time generally that you would see afterwards. That was she would have to be Choshish maybe one time on the 10th. But if she gets a new job, then she might take care of the whole problem from a different angle.